last night on The Tomorrow Show. Kyle Richards joined the crew, and her hubby is a Mexican Jew, also a bear hybrid too. And we all learn something new, like when you partner with someone, ask them what their goal is when it's said and done. Be proactive, not reactive, and Adrian is whitewater rafting.
New media, the final frontier. These are the broadcasts of The Tomorrow Show. Its mission? To befriend fellow nocturnals, escapists, and dreamers. Not to mention angry loners, the socially inept, and those with Peter Pan syndrome. To boldly go where no broadcast has gone before. The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Your overnight broadcast featuring one celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis, millennials in Star Trek costumes, and so much more. The underdog's best friend. And all you need is a smartphone or access to the internet. Here's the captain of your tomorrow, Kevin Undergaro!
When you know and your knees can't rise.
Hey guys, obviously I am not Kevin Undergaro. He had to leave the ship for a mission. So I'm Sheena. I will be your host tonight. We have a very special surprise guest, but we're going to kick things off with Mangria Monday. Thanks to Adam Carolla. So cheers. Woo! If anyone's having some Mangria with me, I'm going to throw it over to Roxy Stryer.
I love this opening song, girl. What is this?
Call on me.
I like this.
Starling.
Yeah.
It's my current jam.
Okay.
I like it.
Is this the kind of music you listen to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like my happy music.
I love it. I love it. All right, guys. We have a full crew tonight. Oh, my God. I can't wait till we get to the dance moves. We're our special guest right now. Let's start to my right, our esteemed executive producer, Christian Blatt.
Hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Very excited to be here. Good to see you again, Sheena.
Hey, you too.
I like when you sit next to me. It doesn't happen very often.
No.
We're like a blue
We're the blue wall, although that's a police reference. But anyway, yes, we're here, and it's very exciting to get to sit next to you and be in here. You know, I'm surrounded by a lot of lovely ladies like usual, and it's very hard for me to concentrate. So I'm going to try and stay focused.
Bonjour. Big show tonight, Jules. I would say that in French, but I'm not Kevin, so I can't speak fluently, you know.
It's okay.
How do I say that? How do you say big show in French? I can't do that. Not going to get that one.
No.
Not going to get that one. Also in the booth, Michael Klaus.
Heyo. How we doing, Miss Stryer?
I think we're doing well right now. It's a little hot in here, but that's probably because we're bringing the fire tonight.
Hey, yeah. That is right.
Do you think Jesus is going to take the wheel or no?
Oh, Jesus never takes his hand off the wheel.
Oh, okay.
So Raylan, does that mean you
don't... Taylor, you can't yet. We're surprising them with you. No words from you yet. You're a special guest. Raylan, what's going on, girl? Oh, we got no audio on her. She got fucked.
I think Raylan's in witness relocation right now.
Yeah,
so
she
she's
looks
not
so cute with
to...
the hair, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she'll just be pretty in the background then. Sorry, Raylan, for this one. Going over to the social media station, coming out of the booth, Lauren LaGrasso.
What's up, Rox? What's up, Sheena?
Hey.
Lauren, how was your show?
It was amazing.
Good.
It was amazing. Abby and Christian were there. I sang Tomorrow from Annie, fulfilled my childhood dreams.
That's amazing.
It was a big moment.
Saw a video with you. You had a wig on your hair.
Yep.
I didn't know exactly what was going on. Then turned on the audio. Annie. Loved
it. It was Annie.
Pretty freaking amazing.
Real.
Ashley Daniels.
Hi, Roxy Stryer.
I would say Ashley Grace Daniels because Kevin always calls you that, but he's the only one.
Yeah, he's the only person on earth who calls me Ashley Grace Daniels. I love it, though. It's a special bond we have.
Going over to Abby, whatever happened to Chevy Vega?
Scabby's in the house.
Scabalicious, definitious. All right, Sheena, throwing it back to you so you can introduce our special guest.
All right, so our special guest tonight is not missing because he is right here in front of me. Sean.
Hi there.
Sean Waltman, everyone. And Lula.
Lula Bear.
For her second appearance.
Yes, I'm alive and well.
Yes.
I'm mentally strong and healthy as ever.
Good
long
to hear.
Story what happened, and it's a story for I'm going to tell it on my show on Wednesday.
Okay.
This is a different this You're our
I mean,
host tonight.
Whatever you're comfortable talking about. I mean, this has been all over the internet. I've read a million articles, just concerned fans and people just wondering what happened to you, why you didn't show up. So I guess that's going to be more of a stay tuned.
Yeah, it's just a long, long, drawn out story.
Okay.
So, Sean, for anybody who doesn't know, though, why is it that you had to say you're alive and well? In case people are listening to the show being like, what do you mean? Why is he alive and
He's
well?
Always there.
I just rather talk about it on Wednesday, please.
Okay, absolutely. I will say, though.
I'm just fine, though. I'm great.
That's good.
I'm very sorry for everyone that was concerned, and whatever a lot of people were thinking, thank God is not the case. Well, part of it's not.
Right. So to clear
the
air.
Yeah. You look great.
Yes, thank you.
Lula is here.
You look amazing, too.
Thank you. So, okay, since I haven't met Lula, do you want to give me just a little backstory on her?
Yeah. Last Thursday, we were coming back from Home Depot, and poor little Lula was just about wandered out into Balboa Avenue. Is that what it is? Avenue?
Yep.
And almost got hit, and she was just wandering around, just delirious, and she has, you know, her jaw's broken.
Yeah.
And she'll never be able to close her mouth again, and... You know, her tongue was just completely caked with stuff. You could tell she hadn't had any water in who knows how long. And she was so scared. And it was really, like, I haven't cried that hard in a long, long time. So she's happy now, and that's all that counts.
And you're keeping her?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Aw, well, it looks like she's found a good home.
She has.
Good owner, and aw.
Yeah, we love the little babies around here.
She was getting spoon-fed.
And she's snoring
today.
She's snoring like a bear, sawing logs.
Aww. The happiest little pup right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. She looks like a brand new pup, though. I can't believe when you said how old she was.
Yeah.
Doesn't she look like a baby?
Yeah, totally.
Well, and the doc called her a backyard pom, which means she just, like, they kept her in the backyard and kept her pumping out puppies.
Oh,
she has a C-section scar and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. So when she couldn't have any more puppies, I'm sure that, boom, kicked her out.
Well, at least now she has someone who loves her, taking care of her.
And if I'm not around, she's got a lot of other people around
here.
Full
family here.
Lots of aunts. Yeah. Lots of aunts and uncles.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Sean, just to go back for one second, I want to say, because Kevin was texting us, and one of the only things he wanted to add was that Kevin Nash and Triple H were texting him for the weekend, and they just wanted to share their love and say, like, anything you needed, they were there for whatever you wanted.
Oh, my God. I got so... I can't even respond to them all yet.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And I'm very grateful.
Random people coming out of the woodworks?
Some, but mainly I just have a ton of people that give a shit about me.
Yeah. So but isn't that such a good feeling?
Oh, it's amazing.
You know,
but that doesn't mean you want to keep worrying them. And you know, my past obviously makes people go, oh my God. And they come to assumptions, and I totally get it.
Yeah.
And even once I tell my story, a lot of people aren't going to believe it.
Yeah.
So
they
and that's fine.
Yeah.
No. But that's how it goes when you have a history of, you know.
But I mean, as long as you know the truth and your friends and family know the truth, then that's what matters.
And it will, you know, it will come out.
People are always going to say whatever they want to say. Yeah. I mean, I deal with that personally all the time, every day on social media. So I'm sure you've gotten an overwhelming amount of response from fans.
I haven't even checked all my Twitter yet.
Yeah.
Because I can't really, you know.
Yeah.
Who are some of the...
It's really the wrong place to bring something like this up. I promise you that.
Yeah.
140 characters cannot...
I know.
100%.
I know. Come on, Twitter. We got to get with it. Like, can we do some little, like, link to extra characters or something?
You don't want to open that gate.
But sometimes I just need to say a little more. And 140 characters
You don't like the twit longer thing? Is that what they call it? Twitter.
It used to be a thing, and then it's, like, gone now.
Yeah. No. Maybe you should get, like, one tweet a week. That can be
like a bonus tweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you have to earn it somehow.
What a treat.
You can save them up.
Well, you might roll them over.
Yes.
They have extended it where the replies no longer count and the pictures no longer count. So you do have more than what you used to like 6 months ago.
Oh, that's true. I did notice that on my update.
Sean, who were some of the people that reached out to you from the wrestling world?
Oh, well, one of the guys that reached out like big time was Sam Roberts.
Hey, 206-103.
Yeah.
That
was the worst high five ever.
And obviously my dearest friends, everyone. And, a lot of people I haven't heard from in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I just, and they're all people I really have a lot of love for.
Vince?
Vince doesn't have time
doesn't
for that.
Doesn't have time for that?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just, that's not his deal.
Who's now like in the group, dearest friends? Who would you say then?
Oh, it's the basic, you know, Triple H, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall,
they
Shawn Michaels.
Out.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you responded to them?
Of course.
Okay, good. So everybody who's close to you knows that you're all good.
I think I haven't replied to Scott yet. But I just started replying.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyways.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Sean,
yes,
for letting
ma'am.
Us know that you're alive and well.
Sean said he's going to tell the story on his show, and I guess we should let everybody know when and where they can find X-Pac 12360. So that'll be Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
All right.
And we have an interview with John Morrison, or Johnny Mundo, who just made a movie called, Boone. It's called Boone something. Anyways. That's a whole other story.
Lula's making some nice moves. Yes. Right. Yeah. I was wondering where that was coming from.
So cute. I think she's digging that donut. She looks really comfortable.
Yeah.
That's Kevin. Kevin's a genius. You know? He just comes up with all kinds. He's like, I got something for that. And he found this donut. He goes, that'll help her keep her mouth shut.
Aww.
So if she puts her head down, she can close her mouth.
Oh. Okay, so for those who don't know much about your past, do you want to just give a little history as to why everyone was so concerned that you were missing?
I wandered around in the darkness for over a decade, I guess.
Wow.
And that means I was into heavy drug use. Heavy. A lot. I mean, where do I even start? Ugh. A lot. I'd go missing, you know, and people wouldn't know where I was. That's why this whole thing is so
crazy.
So this
is something that's happened before,
yeah.
And that's why people
Yeah, but
are
in
thinking.
The past, I was just, you know, mm-hmm. like coked out, methed out, so, you know, things like that. And just, people were really, really concerned for me. And there was a point where I actually, in Mexico, I hung myself. My ex had to, she saved me. I was actually dead. She brought me back to life. I was in a coma for 3 days. I've always been a really good guy, but mm-hmm. just that, and I'm doing great now and have been for quite a while.
That's amazing.
But still, like, I would caution somebody about getting in a relationship with me, you know? Well, no, you know, actually, yeah. I keep myself out of that type
yeah.
of stuff right now.
That's good.
Because I have a lot going on and I have a focus. And that's a distraction for me. So
luckily, they just saw you though. A lot of them, and know that you're doing well.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe that eased a bit of their concerns when you were.
Yeah, but I mean, you know how the thing is somebody could fall off pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, it's just they wouldn't pick themselves back up like this that quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
The thing.
So to make it 100% clear, though, Sean, just so you don't get more tweets about this, you are not using meth.
And I wasn't. No, I wasn't using anything.
That was my next question.
Nope. Nothing. No relapse. No.
Clean, sober.
Besides cannabis, that's all I use.
Well, that's legal. That's okay, right?
Yeah, well,
you
it's
would
not
think.
For the feds.
Uh-huh. You would think.
Thank, I know.
That's a story for a different show.
Yeah. I mean, I personally have dealt with addiction with my ex-husband, so that is something that hits close to home with me, and
I
know how
bit.
Difficult that can be for someone to
and
overcome.
I'm sure he was a wonderful right,
amazing
wonderful.
I mean, he treated me like a princess, he really did, but I think it was like overcompensating for all of the things he was doing behind my back.
Yeah.
In return, it was like, oh well, let me make you dinner, or let me do this, or let me take you here, because of all of these things he was hiding from me.
And he'd pull a ghost on you a lot and not and just vanish for periods of time.
Actually, the only time he did that was when he officially just left me.
Oh,
never
no.
came back.
What was his favorite drug of choice?
He was a pill popper.
So I went through that too.
It started with opiates.
Yeah.
And then it was alcohol with opiates, and then it was marijuana, cigarettes with alcohol and opiates, and then he got clean, and then it turned into Adderall, marijuana, and then eventually alcohol again. And it was just, I really thought like everything he had under control. And I don't know if it was just, I didn't want to see it, or, you know, because it's like you want to hope for the best, and he was doing so well. Like, yeah. He lost weight and was looking so good. And then it's like, well, then I find out the real reason why he lost weight. I was just so proud of him for quitting drinking and getting clean. And especially when you are in the public eye, I mean, that's something difficult to deal with because you have, you know, millions of people all across the world judging you and supporting you at the same time. But I know for him, that wasn't something easy to deal with publicly. So I can imagine for your situation going missing, that of course is what people are going to assume that right away.
Totally understandable. I totally get, even my closest friends, I understand if they doubt me.
Yeah.
And at least in the back of their mind. So
yeah. But I mean, you know the truth and that's most important at the end of the day.
Yeah.
How, so I know you said you haven't checked Twitter or anything. Have you looked at Instagram or emails, texts?
No, just still under the radar? I see my texts now and I've done my best to.
So can everyone expect to hear back from you after Wednesday?
Yep. Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure.
There you have it.
And some people before that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
I have still a ton of things I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
In regards to this, so.
I can imagine.
Yep.
All right. Well,
do you mind me asking you? No. Why do you think he left? Because I mean, he was the one that did he.
The day too was like a terrible choice of days to leave someone.
Yeah.
That morning, I got a phone call that my uncle passed away, and it was a really difficult day for me. I had business meetings all day, which is rare for me to have business meetings all day. It's like one here, one there, and this was just a really busy day for me. So I'm distracted all day. I finally get home. He was there, consoled me for like 5 seconds, and then grabs his backpack and gets ready to leave. And I'm like, where are you going? And he's like, oh, I have a meeting at the studio, like this and that. Then fast forward 2 hours, I see him on Snapchat by himself just jamming out in the studio. And I'm like, thought you had a meeting. And he's like, they're showing up later, like, stop giving me a hard time. I'm like, someone just died. And, you know, usually when someone dies who you're close with, you eat a bunch of food, watch some movies, cuddle, whatever. Just I would think he would have been there to comfort me. And then, you know, several more hours pass. He sends me a text that he was leaving soon. Doesn't leave. I text everyone I know he's with. No one responds me. And then finally, like at 1:30 in the morning, I get a text that says, I'm fine. That's it. Doesn't come home that night. I then went in the fridge and freezer, like make a snack, pour some water. And I see, and I did not keep alcohol in the house for 2 years. This was the week of Halloween. I had a bunch of my girlfriends over to get ready for a party. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, there is going to be a bottle of Tito's. If you're uncomfortable, I'll take it with us. Like, I'll throw it out. Like, I don't want you to be. He's like, no, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it. And then that day, that night, the night he left, I opened up the freezer and there's like this much missing.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was one of the reasons he didn't come home, because he probably knew I was going to find that. Yeah. And then he has to come home and answer to me. Yeah. So instead, we just didn't communicate. 2 weeks passed. And then we had a small conversation. I thought we were going to be able to still make it work. I was like willing to forgive him for leaving me and all of this. And the next day, it was the night of our show premiere, I was at a friend's house and a friend came up to me and was like, hey, I saw like some articles on TMZ and stuff recently that Shay fell off the wagon. He goes, this isn't about the Adderall he's been getting from me, right?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, excuse me, what? Adderall, huh? And he goes, wait, he's like, I thought he was picking it up for like you or someone else. I'm like, I don't take that. Like, no, it's not for me. And he goes, I was so uncomfortable. Like, I didn't want to give it to him because I knew he had a problem. But he said opiates were his thing, not, you know, methamphetamines or Adderall.
Well, not yet anyways.
Like that, of course. So once I found that out, I'm like, okay. I had a plan to talk to him on Wednesday. We were going to capture that on camera since him leaving me was already documented with my conversation with Lisa. And I was like, I'm going to give him one more chance to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
And if he looks me in the eye and says, yes, I'm sorry, I messed up, I need help, I would have been like, okay, I will take every penny I have and put you in rehab. I'll get you help. You're my husband.
Yeah.
I want to help you. The year before when I found out he had this problem, I was very uneducated on addiction.
I was wondering if you had any experience with dealing with people with addiction before
I come from a family who did have some alcoholism and addiction issues, but not like my parents. It wasn't directly, it was like an uncle or this and that. So I I grew up around it, but I never really understood it because I don't have that addictive personality. So for me, I'm like, why can't you just have a couple drinks and get buzzed? Why do you have to get shit-faced every night? And I just didn't understand. And I came
off. How can you if your brain doesn't work that way?
I didn't know. And so then after this was made very public on season 4 of our show, I did research. I studied on addiction. And now I have such a better understanding for it. And I mean, it's a disease. It's not something you just like get rid of and never have again.
Do you think you ever fell into being the enabler at all? Without realizing?
Absolutely. Mm. And that was something where I didn't realize, it's not like I was providing him the drugs. Initially, I was. I had, not by choice, no idea, but I had several oral surgeries that I got prescribed Vicodin for. I'm not really a pill taker. So I just had that bottle in a purse on the floor of my closet forever. And then like, a month later, I had another surgery and I'm like, oh, I don't even need a refill. Like, I still have a whole bottle. And I woke up one day with really bad pain and I'm just like, I deal with pain. Like, I don't need to take something to numb it. But that day I was like, this is what they gave me them for. I'm going to take one. And the whole bottle was empty.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I was like, okay, there were signs and signs. But it was always the best excuse he would have. And so I'm like, you know, I believed what he said because that's what I wanted to believe. But then even just the past year, I wasn't providing drugs or alcohol or anything like that. But he had an unlimited amount of access to money. So it's like he had an Amex with no limit. So he's just swiping it here and swiping it there. And in that sense, I was still enabling him without even realizing it because I was providing him the finances to purchase the drugs. And so now it's just like hindsight. I mean, it's 2020. There are just so many signs. And then when I watched back the scene that him and I filmed, I was just like,
oh, wow.
Wow, he's high. Like, he's not sober in this conversation. Right. But when he was sitting in front of my face, I didn't realize it.
I read that in your guys, because it's final. Your divorce is final as of today.
Cheers.
Cheers to that, girl. I read that you did have to pay him some money because you guys didn't have a prenup. Are you worried about how he's going to use those finances?
Well, he got paid last year, so I would assume that's already gone. He wasn't a person who was ever really good with money. I'm hoping, I recommended with the settlement, I mean, we agreed. It was a very, very mutual, like, everything was
amicable.
It was very amicable, and as much as I didn't want to give $50,000 to a person with a drug problem, I felt like, I don't know, like he deserved it for just, you know, being a part of the show for so long in my life and my story. And I'm like, look, I'm not trying to like cut you out and leave you high and dry. So like, here's how much, you know, we have, like, is this okay? And he agreed. And I was just like, I recommend you put $10,000 into like a SEP IRA, start a retirement account or something that, you know, you can start getting interest on. And he was like, yeah, that's a great idea. I doubt he did that.
Right.
Also, I'm hoping that like he said on the reunion, he's been using it for his business. So whether that's buying studio equipment, signing artists, going on tour and paying for everyone, I don't know. But I just hope that he's doing something useful with it and not just wasting it like he wasted a lot of mine.
Well, you mentioned the reunion, and that was the first time you had seen him in a while, obviously.
Since we signed the papers.
Right. So what was your feeling as to how he is doing right now by seeing him? Because I'm sure you're connected to him, so you can kind of – still tell.
That day, he looked really good. It looked like he had been working out. Like, his shirt was so tight, but not because, like, he put on weight. It just, like, his shoulders looked, like, really buff, and he was very just clean cut, and his hair was perfect. And I'm like, okay, he looks good. He looks clean. He said he was. Again, he said that to me 30 times to my face, and I believed him, and he wasn't. So I'll never know. I wish nothing but the best for him, and I hope he's, you know, staying clean. But the environment he surrounds himself in is not that of a sober, clean.
And the thing is, when you're with them, and when a bottle of Tito's is in the house, and you can't not touch it, like that means you're white knuckling it the whole time, getting through every day, and you're right on the verge of. That's a terrible place to be. And I thank God that I'm not there anymore. Like, I don't have that kind of thing going on anymore. But at so many people, they never get out of that.
Yeah.
They stay like that.
It's such an amazing accomplishment for you to be able to, you know, be a public figure and do what you do.
It took a long time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just bam, I had this epiphany. It was just a lot of short progress and then a couple of steps back and then forward. And,
yeah.
You know, but thank God I'm here. So,
was there any interaction with him outside of, you know, the reunion when they weren't taping? Did you have any discussion with him?
No, I was literally like freaking out that day. And it wasn't like, oh, I want to be with him again or I still have these feelings. I mean, this was my best friend. Right. Like, we've known each other since high school. So this is someone who had been in my life for a very long time. And he was my best friend, you know, relationship husband aside. Like, this is someone I lived with and spent every day with. And then to go from that to just nothing. It was the right decision. I'm not happy the way it happened. I think it would have been better if he could have been an adult and sat me down and been like, I don't feel this is working anymore. But instead, he just left me on a day I was devastated.
The thing is, when people are in that type of situation, when they're using like that, a lot of times it's to run away from stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just goes along with it. It's running away instead of doing what you should do. And that's how I was too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. Do you think you might end up being attracted to the same type of person again? Like, I mean, that's kind of...
No.
Well, you have a
but
very
if there's
serious,
a danger of that
with
people...
She's a very serious boyfriend now, though.
I do. Okay. And he is, like, so against that.
Awesome.
Like, he was suffering really bad with just fatigue. He started a new job. He was running a production company, has a new show premiering next week.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
And yeah, it's great. So I'll be posting about that this week. It's going to be on CBS. It's called This Is LA.
Oh, wow.
Cool. So yeah, it's
a
really
reality?
Exciting. It's like a lifestyle show. So it's like all these cool hot spots, like all throughout LA and Orange County.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
Yeah. So, but in the beginning, he was just like having a lot of anxiety and struggling with fatigue, and he was getting these really bad headaches. And he's like, I don't know if I have like a brain tumor or something wrong. We took him, I took him to my doctor, and he was just like, you're just stressed, dude. Like, you know, if you want, like, I'll prescribe you some Xanax. But he's just like, I'm not a pill taker. Like, I don't want to take it. I'll figure it out and I'll just deal with
it.
So he's opposite of that. He also, we have this nickname for him. We call him Three Sips. Because literally, if he has three sips, he's buzzed. And he's like, I'm good. And he's just like the cutest, happiest drunk. Like, it's hilarious.
Did he meet Michael at all?
Yeah. So one thing I want to clear up is that Rob and Shay were never friends. People keep they're like, oh, you're bragging about dating his buddy. I'm like, his buddy? No, mine. So Rob and I knew each other. We met in 2006.
And Rob is your, just to make sure everybody knows, Rob is your current boyfriend.
Yes.
And Shay is
my
his last name. And so you're calling him Shay.
Yeah. Okay.
You can officially say it, your ex-husband.
My ex-husband. Yeah.
Well, so good. Drink to that. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So, where was
I? So they weren't friends.
Oh,
people
think they
were, but they weren't friends.
Yeah. So not friends at all. So Rob and I dated casually in 2006, off and on for a few years. It was right when I graduated college. I had just turned 21. I didn't want a relationship. And I knew this is the type of guy like you marry. This isn't just like your first fling after college when you're 21. Like, I wanted to be single. Then, like, you know, a year later, I'm like, actually, I don't want to be single anymore. And then he had a girlfriend. And then it was just like the timing was never right. But there was always just such a strong connection we had. But then once I reconnected with Shay and like we started dating, it was like that was it for me. And I knew like Shay was the one, or at least I thought at the time, because I didn't get sick of him. I loved him being around. It was like every day I just wanted him there. So I'm like, this is the guy I'm supposed to marry. Like, you know, and I thought that was right until it wasn't. But about 3 years ago, Rob has a charity called Tag the World. It helps foster kids in Hawaii. And there was an event he was throwing. It was a celebrity basketball tournament that he asked me to co-host with his friend Jake Pavelka from The Bachelor. And I was like, okay, but since it's a basketball game, you know, I think he was my fiance at the time, is also on the show. Would it be okay if he plays in the game? And he's like, absolutely. So they met at this charity event. And Shay was the type of person where if he met anyone one time, even a fan at Surrey, be like, oh, I'll follow you on Instagram or whatever. Like, he follows over like 1,000 people, I think. So he started following Rob. And that was it. Like, they were never friends. They never hung out again. Nothing. I didn't even realize that he was still following him until New Year's Eve. My cousin came to the party at Rob's house with me. And she goes, oh, my God. She goes, I just went to follow him. And it said, also followed by Mike Shea Music. And I was like, what? Why does Shea follow Rob? Like, this is crazy. But I was like, it must have been from a few years ago when the charity event. He was like, oh, let me follow you. But they were never friends.
So they didn't interact at the reunion. Did Rob go with you
to
the reunion?
No.
Okay. So are you thinking about marriage anytime soon?
I mean, not anytime soon. And the state of California is making me wait a few more months, although it's all finalized and everything. I can't get remarried till August. So I was like, I'm sorry, Rob. We're going to have to like push the engagement a few months.
Oh, my God.
But
is that
no.
true? Why do they make you wait until August?
I don't know. It's just how long it takes, like, because it's inner judgment. But then it's like, and it's finalized, but just the processing time of getting the certificate is like 3 months or something.
So if you could get it right now, you would get married right now?
No.
Okay.
I mean, eventually, yes.
Okay.
Like, I mean, he is such an amazing person. And like, I feel like I just have like a permaglow. Every time I talk to him, I'm so smitten and just genuinely happy. And it's like, this is what it's supposed to feel like when you're with the right person.
Right.
But I'm not going to rush into anything. I mean, we're taking things very slow. He understood that I was still going through a divorce, so he didn't want to step on any toes. He wanted, you know, make sure he's not just a rebound. And so we are taking things very slow, but eventually, I mean, yeah, I would love for it to end like that. I'm not going to date someone just for shits and giggles, you know.
Right.
I want it to go somewhere.
Right, of course.
So, yeah, I mean, each day is a step forward in our relationship, but we're still taking things very slow.
Yeah. Do you compare the two a lot? Because I know that as women, we have tendencies to do that sometimes.
I wish I didn't. The thing is, it's not that I compare them. It's just, for me, it's a huge difference. I went from dating someone who didn't really have a job and was around every single day, all day, night, to someone who works 6 days, 70 hours a week, is busy. Sometimes we go all day and like we don't even talk because he's filming and then I'm doing this and that. So that for me is a huge adjustment. And it's not that I'm comparing them, but I'm like, I mean, this is what I want. I want a man who works, and he's such a hard worker. I mean, like on top of that, he runs the charity. He's running the production company. He's hosting the show. He's working on editing the show. Like, I mean, he does the whole thing. So he has a lot on his plate right now. And then, you know, season 6 of Vanderpump Rules got picked up. So it's like, will he, won't he? We're still figuring that out. But
Will he, won't he go on the show?
Yeah, because, I mean, he doesn't really have the time to, honestly. But he is a huge part of my life. So, I mean, I want him to. And I also want to be able to show that part of my life. But it might not work with his schedule. So, I mean,
contractually, do you think it's best not to do it, though? Like, do you feel like it could hurt your relationship in any way if he is on the show?
I don't believe in that whole, like, reality relationship curse.
Okay.
I mean, I think you're either meant to be or you're not. And if you put yourself on a reality show, it's just, like, I don't know what's the word. Like, it's not highlighting, but it's just, I mean, everything.
It's under a microscope.
It is. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, every little thing you do is going to be, like, to the extreme. So I felt like with Shay and I, we went into doing the show and we weren't perfect. And there were little issues we had that became huge issues because we didn't deal with it in the right way. So I'm approaching this relationship a lot differently, where if something's bothering me, I say it right away. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be annoying. I'm just letting you know this bothers me. So can we work on it so it doesn't like build up and then get worse? So I think we're good on the communicating level. But
has he said to you that he wants to, though, if he has time? Has he said, I want to come on the show?
We're discussing that. So
Does he get along with the other guys on the show and girls?
Not all of them. We're pretty much on the same page. Who I like, he likes, and not just because I like or don't like them.
Oh, interesting.
He's seen a lot of tweets recently that a couple of the girls on the cast have said about me. Some really nasty things, calling me names, saying that I'm fake and I'm exaggerating this and that, and just a lot of things that they've said. I don't even want to get into naming
names.
But he sees that and he's just like, they're assholes. Like, that, you know, like, why am I going to be nice to this person who's treating you like this? But he gets along with all of the guys. Great. Him and Sandoval are getting to be really good friends. He's actually known Jax for years, just going back to, he used to run the door at a lot of clubs in L.A. So he knew Jax from, like, those, like, Ledoux days.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Guys and Dolls.
Yep. Okay. All of that. Wow. So, yeah, but we've taken a trip to Big Bear with Tom and Ariana. We want to do that again this summer. Instead of snowboarding, go out on the lake and go wakeboarding and do all of that. Oh. But he loves Brittany, and him and Lala have gotten really close recently.
What about Lala's boyfriend?
We're working on setting a double date. Okay. Every time we've tried to, it's like something comes up for me, something comes up for him, something comes up for Rob. So it's like with us both dating men in production who are very busy.
Yes.
It's difficult because, you know, it's like one thing comes up last minute, or then they have to reshoot this, or then he gets this call time. And so we're working on it, but it hasn't happened yet. But
okay. Last time soon. You came on the show, you were still with Lala. There were
yeah.
some issues.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Has the air been cleared completely?
Totally. She's someone I literally talk to every single day.
Wow.
We live across the street from each other. Okay. We have the same workout regimen, so we'll go to the gym together. We're the same size, so we can share each other's clothes, which is great because she has a way more expensive wardrobe than I'm willing to pay for.
What changed? How did that happen?
So actually, it's funny. It got brought up because of her going on AfterBuzz and talking about doing a song with Shay. And I was like, what? No, you're not. Like, that is so shady. I get that we're not best friends, but that's shady. And I reached out to her and said that via text, and then it was like, and we just like went at each other. And then she sent a message and goes, okay, so what I'm gathering from all of this is we're both just saying things to hurt each other's feelings, and we're not really communicating. If you don't want me to work with him, I absolutely will not. If the roles were reversed, I wouldn't be cool with it. Like, just say the word and I won't. And I was like, please don't. And she was like, done, won't happen. That was a few days before Christmas. And then I was like, okay, so we're good. And then she texted me on Christmas, and we had a little conversation about some of the presents we got, and she was telling me about this candy lips thing. She's like, oh my God, I don't even need to do lip filler anymore. Like, you should get this. And I was like, okay, but still at the time, I'm like, I don't want, like, Katie and Stassi getting mad at me. And now I'm finally just so out of that whole mental state where I'm just like, I don't care anymore. I'm going to be friends with whoever I want to be friends with, and you have a problem with that, then I have a problem with you. So after the first of the year, there were a couple events that Lala and I were invited to, and we went together, and we just had so much fun. We went out after and had so much fun. We talked the next day, then we got lunch, and I was just like, fuck it, I like her, I want to be her friend.
So how's your dynamic with the other girls now in the reunion? I saw that they obviously weren't very happy with you being friends with Lala,
yeah,
as you just said.
That's going to be one of those stay tuned for
got
season
it.
Six
okay.
answers. Yeah.
So do you have Lala's back over those other girls for sure now?
I have Lala's back, absolutely. I know the ins and outs of her relationship now. I know why she did and didn't say certain things last season. I know why she left. And we've become really close friends in a really short period of time. She's someone I absolutely trust, and she didn't make me sign an NDA to be her friend. So
wow.
Win-win.
Well, there you go.
Well, from the internet recently, it seems like there's a very clear divide between the girls.
Right.
So it seems like it's you, Ariana, and Lala kind of versus Kristen, Katie, and Stassi.
And then poor Brittany.
And Brittany is like stuck in the middle, just being the nicest human being that ever existed. So is that dynamic actually playing out in real life?
As far as hanging out goes, the three witches of WeHo tend to hang out with each other. And as we call ourselves Team Hot and Nice, I know it's a little conceited, but, you know, we have our thing. And then there's Brittany. And the thing is, we all love Brittany. And it's not like there's our side and your side and you have to come to our side. But Brittany and Lala have had their issues. They haven't had a chance to talk them out. This has been like a 2-year semi-mini feud. So I would love for them to have a conversation, and just, I know better than anyone on Vanderpump Rules what it's like to be in the middle. So I feel for Brittany now that she's in the middle, because it's not a fun place to be in. But when you're friends with everyone and everyone likes it, it's kind of what happens.
Do you think there's any chance Lala... Sorry, Sean. Do you think there's any chance Lala would come back now that she knows she does have an ally on the show? Is it 100%?
Well, she has numerous allies on the show, and I can say she started working back at Sir a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
And she's been volunteering at Vanderpump Pets, so...
Oh, so we may see Lala again.
I hope so.
I love Lala. I hope so, too.
Right?
I think she's amazing.
She adds so much to our show, and anyone who doesn't agree with that is crazy.
But you don't want to see a bunch of people get along all the time.
No, that's boring. Exactly.
Do you think there's a chance that things might flip-flop again and the relationships might change at some point?
With Lala and I?
With anybody on the show. Because like Lauren just said, the dynamic seems to be pretty set in stone until it's not.
That's the thing. It's like everything, it's like the calm before the storm right now. Like the weeks leading up to filming, it's like everyone's usually getting along and it's great. And then it's like day one, OK Magazine party, boom. So... we'll see how that party goes.
Exactly.
But yeah, I don't see my position changing the way I am currently with everyone. I see it remaining that way because this is the happiest place I've ever been in my life. And I do owe a lot of that to Rob. But also I think not having certain people in my life daily and not having that stress and anxiety, it's just allowed me to feel just like more free, and it was like a weight lifted because I'm like, finally, like, I just don't care. And there were just, I mean, even last year, it was just like, I didn't want to say this because I didn't want to upset her, and then she's getting married, and I don't want to upset her, and it was just like, and then they're like trying to say, you know, like, oh, you can be friends with whoever you want. We're not telling you. And I'm like, but you kind of are. Non-verbally, you basically are. Like, that was just one thing.
When you say
that,
they, you mean...
I'm just going to say they.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Could be,
you know,
the powers
open to
that
interpretation.
Be.
Not the hot nice girls. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Not right. Team hot and nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Ariana's like, it sounds like Little Caesars, you know, like hot and ready.
Oh my God, it does.
I love that. Which one of you guys made that name?
Ariana did.
It's so good.
Yeah. But I don't see the dynamics on my end changing. I'm very happy where I am. And I feel like Rob has just brought like such a light back into my life. I just feel so motivated and just happy. I'm going to the gym more. I'm not going out as much. And when I do, I'm with him, or he has a boys' night and I have a girls' night. And it's just like we're such a good match and we mesh very well together. We're both Tauruses. His birthday was last week. Mine's this coming.
Okay. Oh,
wow. And, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
We are going with our parents to Catalina for the weekend.
Wow.
What do you mean? Yeah. So both sets of parents?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And is this the first time they're meeting?
No, our moms are like besties. They have so much in common. It's crazy. Wow. They talk all of the time. They just like instantly clicked and like we're completing each other's sentences the first day. I'm like, this is weird. This is weird.
So you're celebrating with him, but are you going to do anything else with friends as well?
Yes. So I'm a lot of my friends, I mean, especially like my main group of girls, Brittany and Ariana are going to be at the Kentucky Derby. I believe Lala's going to be out of town. And one of my other friends is just moving to New York. So on my actual birthday, we're kind of just going to do a family thing. And maybe take the boat out on Sunday. He has a boat and we like to go to the lake. That's like my happy place is on a boat. Yes.
So on a boat, are all invited from Vanderpump Rules?
Well, it's not that big of a boat. Well, it's not a yacht.
Okay.
Let me just say that.
Okay.
Are your families totally pro the relationship then, both sides?
Yeah,
they love it?
Definitely.
And this is the one. This is endgame.
I absolutely think so, yeah.
What does your second mom think of Lisa?
So she's met him a couple of times. The first time she met him, it was at the Vanderpump Pets opening.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, Lisa, and I'm like, we're both like nervous because I'm like, okay, this is like the big boss. So, you know, I want her to like him, obviously, because I know how she felt about Shay. She loved him and then he screwed me over. Mm-hmm. So I know she's very like a mom and has her guard up. And she meets him and she goes, okay, turn around for me. Looks him up and down. She goes, I approve.
you had your wedding with Shay there.
Yeah.
Do you think when the time comes that you would ever have your wedding there again if she offered
I'm like, let's go to Hawaii on a beach, like something tropical destination. I mean, for me, I've already done the big princess 300 person very expensive wedding,
two-piece gown.
Yeah. And you know what, I started a trend.
I see those
everywhere now.
It is everywhere.
What are the other big differences you're taking away? So you wouldn't have your wedding in the same place, but moving forward with this relationship, what are the other things that you definitely have changed?
I mean, Shay would always say that I didn't listen, and the thing is, I listened. He didn't speak. He wasn't the one communicating. Anytime he would talk to me, I would listen. And also, just when sidebar, when I was touching up my makeup, it was not while he was speaking. Like, everyone's like, oh, my God, see, you're not even listening to him. I'm like, oh, my, that wasn't the same time.
Right.
Like, he was either talking to someone else, or I'm like, hold on, touch up really quick. My eyelash is falling off. I'm filming a show.
Well, you were also crying, right, at that point, wasn't it?
I was like,
you were tearing.
I was crying the whole time. I was just like, I said I emotionally blacked out after that. I'm like, wait, what did I say? Why did I say that? Oh, my God. And it was just, I mean, it was very emotional for me. Mm-hmm. And I think just going forward in this relationship, like I said, is just – absolutely communicating. Even if I feel like I'm being a little annoying, then I'll kind of lead with that and be like, look, I don't want to come off like this, but just this is something that bothers me. And he's like, oh, really? That's an easy fix. And vice versa. There are things that I've done. He's like, this bothers me. And I'm like, oh, that's it. Easy fix. So I think just our communication is very in sync. And that's something I just want to keep up for the rest of our relationship. Hopefully forever.
Seems like so far so good.
Yeah.
Are you worried about anything on your weekend getaway?
No, I'm excited. His sister and I are such good friends. Like, we get along really well. She's coming with her boyfriend, and I haven't met him yet, so I'm really excited. But I've met his family. We did a girls' spa weekend, like a mother-daughter weekend. So Rob's sister, Brittany, her boyfriend, his mom and sisters came, and then, like, we just did this whole mom-daughter thing. So I've met so many of, like, the extended family and everyone that we're just excited to spend this weekend together. So we're going to go down in Long Beach, go out Friday night, go to Catalina, and then Sunday I'm like, can we leave really early in the morning because I want to take the boat out. So,
yes.
Yeah.
What have you asked for your birthday? Did you ask for anything?
The thing I asked for, and this is he works a lot, and it's my karma, and it's ironic because Shay said that I was always on my phone, always on my phone. Rob is always on his phone, and 98% of the time it is business. But I said, I don't want a present. The only thing I want for my birthday, it's a Sunday, is for you to not be on your phone. Just a day of no phone.
What did he say?
He was like, okay. All right. We'll see.
You'll have to keep us posted on that one.
I will.
I think he could do it.
Kevin and like, Maria do that.
They do no phone days. Mm-hmm.
No phone Sundays, actually.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to be on my phone all day because it's my birthday, but you can't be on yours. So.
What's he going to do while you're on your phone? Just look at you.
Hopefully.
That's the way it should be. Exactly.
So I saw that because we were talking about the situation earlier where you did have to pay Shay. You were talking about how you wouldn't want a prenup in the future, which was interesting to me because I think a lot of people who go through a second marriage and they feel like maybe they've been burned the first time do get a prenup. Can you explain that a little bit?
The thing is, still, if I'm getting married, remarried, I'm marrying someone I do trust 100%. It didn't work out last time, but I still felt good going into it, not needing that relationship insurance or whatever, because I'm like, look, this is my best friend. I'm marrying him and sharing my life with him. I don't want to be like, just in case. That's just not my style. But ironically, Rob's dad is a divorce attorney.
I was going to ask, what if he wanted one?
If he wants one, then, you know, we can discuss it then. But that's not something I would be like, oh, because I got screwed over, now I want to make sure you don't. I wouldn't go into it that way. But if that was something he was like, we're doing this, then okay.
It wouldn't be a deal breaker for you.
No, not at all. I don't think, other than cheating, I said there are no deal breakers with me unless you cheat on me. Like, there's nothing he could do to make me, like, not attracted to him. I'm like, you could do a lot of things, and I'd just be like, okay.
Like, even addiction?
Well,
he was
no, I mean
down
that.
The road, that
yeah,
would be
no,
a
that. Way. But I mean, that was like right when we started dating. And plus, I've known him for over 10 years, so I knew he's not a player. He's not someone who's a big partier. He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't drink every day. When he does, he has 3 sips and he's good. So,
right.
Yeah, but the only deal breaker for me is cheating, and he's not the type. So, yeah.
Sounds like you're shut then.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
But Anyway, moving on, I have a fun story to tell you guys.
Yeah. Right here.
So I was working at Sir on Friday night, and guess who was at my table?
Chloe.
Yes.
I saw you tweeting about it, and I was like, yes,
did
I love
you
that.
See she tweeted
yes,
me back.
Yes, I did. No way, that's
really?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, first of all, I'm assuming we're talking about Kardashian.
Yes, yes Kardashian. Yes.
Okay, how does that happen? Tell the entire story, start to finish. Like, okay. Do you get to pick whose tables, or do they request you specifically?
I was requested.
By the Kardashians?
Very special. Apparently, Chloe watches our show, which is so exciting.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, because like I've always said, out of all five of them, if I could be friends with any of them, it's Chloe. Like, hands down, we're the same age. She's so much fun. She's gorgeous. Her workout regimen is insane.
Her and Courtney, oh my Lord.
We drink the same drink, the drink she ordered at Sarah. I'm like, that's my favorite drink.
Wait, so but, she specifically asked for you because she watches the show.
They were filming Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is on the E! Network. So it's like our sister network. And one of the producers came up and they're like, you know, it's Chloe. She's a fan of the show. She asked if like one of you can take the tape. I was like, done. Yep. I was just going in. I didn't know who was coming or what was going on. I'm like, I don't want to film. Like, I'm just going to kind of be in the background and help out if they
need. Well, you can choose if you don't want to film.
Not really, there were so many of us there that I'm like, someone else can take the table. Like, if it was going to be like 15 of them, that's too much pressure for me because I'm obsessed with all of them that I would just be staring at Kylie's lips and Kim's hair and boobs. And like, I was just like, if it's all of them, I can't handle that. But Chloe, I was like, oh my God, done. And she was with Malika and Khadijah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
What was awesome is right when I go to the table, I'm pouring the water and she goes, oh my God, I love your nails. And I was like, probably because we have the same person who does our nails.
Oh, you found out from what, like Instagram or whatever?
No, the guy who does my nails just does hers as well. We were just having a conversation one day and he was like, yeah, I did Chloe's nails yesterday. I was like, wait, what?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so she was like, wait, who? And I was like, Chon. His name's Chon Legend.
Oh, shout out to Chon Legend.
Yeah, Chon, C-H-A-U-N. And she was like, no way. And then Malika was like, he's done my nails before too. So that right there. And then she was drinking a big pinky. And I'm like, that's my favorite drink. And
what's a big pinky?
So it's a vodka mojito with a splash of cranberry. It's one of our signature cocktails.
Mm. Okay, really what else? So what else did she say? What did you overhear? Was she nice? Was this the first time you met her?
I met her like 8 years ago. At like a club or something. So this is like the first time I've actually like talked to her and had some interaction. And I mean, just even when she was ordering, like there was just a little bit of banter. And she was just the nicest, like most normal, gorgeous celebrity I've ever met. Because I mean, for that level of fame that they're on, I mean, they're worldwide celebrities. I mean, they're like reality royalty across the world. And watching the show, I am a huge fan. I just feel like they all just seem so humble and normal. And like, obviously, you know, the three older ones did grow up completely normal, went to prom, graduated high school and did all of that. Unlike Kendall and Kylie, they've had a different upbringing. They were kind of just thrown into this.
Yeah.
So I think for the three older ones, they have more of, I'm not saying Kendall and Kylie don't.
Right.
I love them.
No, yeah.
But I just think the three of them have, you know, a greater appreciation for, you know, they've built this empire. I mean, they took a negative thing that happened in the press and turned it into a $1 billion like empire. It's insane.
So yep. Do you get to ask her any questions or do you just have to kind of be cool?
I didn't like want to ask for a selfie. I didn't want to ask too many questions. It was just like, you know, can I get you anything else? And she was just so sweet and then tweeted me after and was like, everything was so yummy and you're just a doll. And I was like,
she tweeted at you first?
Yeah. No, I tweeted her and then she quote tweeted it and responded.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like, wow, look at that picture.
Do you ever think when you are filming that you know that this is going to go out there and there are people like the Kardashians that are going to see this potentially? Does that go in your mind at all? Does it make you a little mechanical kind of because you know people are watching that you're a fan of?
It's still so surreal to me that like Chrissy Teigen watches our show. John Legend has covered the theme song of our show on the piano. Like Jennifer Lawrence, Emmy Rossum. I mean, all these people who I'm a fan of watch the show. I'm like, okay, so literally if Jennifer Lawrence was in the room, I would feel comfortable going up and just saying hi. because I know she knows who I am, and that's crazy.
So that doesn't get into your head at all when you are filming, like to maybe have a little extra makeup or have a little extra thought before you say something?
I mean, I definitely came like Kylie lip kit, like eyelashes, glam. The producer was like, you look camera ready. I'm like, you know. We're it, sir. I'm always pretty much camera ready.
Anytime you leave the house, you should be camera ready.
Yeah.
It's very smart.
Who is the person that you would want most to come into the restaurant to wait on?
I mean, Chloe, honestly, was one of the top of my list.
Who else is on
there? Britney Spears.
Does she watch? Do you know?
I don't know.
I bet you she does.
I heard Mariah Carey does, but I don't know if that is confirmed, but I did hear that.
Well, she's been on Watch What Happens Live a lot. I feel like she has to brush up on her and Bravo shows before she goes.
Her and I share a makeup artist as well.
Really?
Maureen. Makeup by Maureen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she left me for Mariah.
Okay.
It was only for a month. What she was like touring with her. But.
So what do you think of, do you know anything about Travis Scott and Kylie? Kind of, I think they're official, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What do you think of them together as a couple?
I don't know. I've been literally so out of the pop culture loop this week because I've been working on my website so much, which we launched just a couple hours ago.
Congratulations.
So that's been just kind of consuming the past week. And then it was Rob's birthday, and then we were at Coachella, and then next week's my birthday. So fill me in a little more because I'm...
Well, I just know that she was in Boston the other day when he was performing at Bentley College. And then she was in New York while he celebrated his 25th birthday at Cipriani. And then afterward, he had a concert at Terminal 5, I think it's called. Don't hold me to that. And she was there as well, along with Kendall, Gigi, Cara Delevingne, and Hailey Baldwin. I think lots of other celebrities, but those are the ones I can remember.
You know,
they've been seeing a lot together.
If he makes her happy, I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
I met him at the Staples Center for Raw.
Really?
Oh my God, he about shit when he saw. I guess I was one of his favorite wrestlers, so he wanted to get a picture and all this.
No way. That's awesome.
You wouldn't have believed. I've never had anyone fanboy out on me like Travis Scott did.
Travis Scott fanboyed on X-Pac.
Huge.
Awesome.
Maybe
huge.
That's why Kendall is wearing
NWO. So he got goosebumps. Get it? The song? You guys know.
Sean, it's a song. What did he say to you? Sheena, he came up to you and...
He could barely even spit a word out. It was like that.
Aww.
It was like that. He was like all tongue-tied, couldn't speak. Every time he tried to say something, he'd get all bashful. And
did you know
it
who
was
he
so
was?
Cool. Not to the extent that I do now. Like, he's a freaking big star.
Huge. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. And, it was very, obviously, whenever. It's like you were saying, when people... You know, the people you're talking about that that watch the show.
Yeah.
It feels really good. It
totally.
Feels amazing.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I guess it's like two things where when we started the show, I never thought it would be this big. And on the other hand, I totally thought it would be this big. But it still like never hits me. Like when people come up to me, I've more recently had people come up and they start crying. And I'm like, this is insane. Like I'm just a normal person on a show. And I don't think it'll really ever hit me. I mean, I am... very humble and family oriented and all of that. But that's one of the things I love about still working at Sir is just going in and meeting people every day. Cause it's like they come from all over the world. I meet 1 to 20 people every single night at Sir from Australia. Every single night, people travel from Australia.
That's as far as you can get
away. As far as you can go.
Wow.
So it's just like, it's so humbling. And I love it. I had someone, I was like, okay, you're crazy. He meets me, a guy, a straight man, and he asked me for a photo, and he's like, oh my God. He's like, I have to tell you. He goes, I met Kobe Bryant a couple years ago, and this is so much cooler.
Oh.
I was like, stop it. Stop it.
That's
like,
awesome.
And I was like, I want to tweet that, but I'm like, no one will believe me.
Right?
You got to pull out your phone and make him say it next time.
Right?
Like, can I take a video of you
telling
that? That's incredible.
Any weird fan interactions? Are they all...
I mean, people just always feel like they know me and they know everything about me. And I'm like, you literally see minutes a week on the show. So it's like, you know, we have, 10, 11 cast members. You're not seeing an hour of me even. You're seeing maybe 2 or 3 scenes, sometimes less. So that's the weirdest thing is when people come up and like, know something, but then don't know the whole story, yeah. or they just come up and like grab me and hug me or kiss me. And I'm like, ah, you're still a stranger. I don't know you, but right. I am very friendly and that doesn't bother me. And a lot of the times people ask, they'll be like, can I give you a hug? Like, I saw the reunion and I just wanted to hug you. Yeah. And I love that. I think it's that so sweet.
Any, any stalkers, Sheena?
Thankfully, no. No, that's a good thing.
Any stalkers, Sean?
Me? Oh, I've had a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, X-Pac.
Actually.
Is it Jesus Lover?
No.
Was it Klaus?
No, Michael just trying to get me to do a show.
Oh. Am I the only one around here he hasn't tried to have on a show?
That's okay. He won't have me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's because you're Jewish.
That's true. Damn the Jews. So, Sean, multiple?
A few here and there, yeah. Yeah, there's been some crazy ones.
Male or female?
Good question. Female, for the most part.
Wow. Sean. Yeah. Like, touch you? Like, get that close to
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Like, okay, crazy. Story. Not that long ago, like several months back, this girl came and she brought me this bag with like a bunch of gifts in it, and like, and there was this note, a long note, and a package of condoms, and it was oh yeah, she had everything planned out how I was gonna go with her after the
what?
Event. Yes, and then
was she hot?
Not so much, but that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there, though. She could have been a 10, and like that kind of shit. No way. No way. Sorry, that's just how I am.
Wait, but what did the note say?
Oh, just in detail, like, you know, I was hoping, you know, you bring me back and you're going to do this to me, that to me. I can't remember exactly what, but it was...
Like the positions you
were
in?
Yeah, you know that. Yeah. And then...
She's a type A.
And then she wanted to take a picture with me and she wanted me to, like, choke her in the picture. And, like, she tried to rub up against me from stick her, you know, like I was getting her from behind. And I'm like, no, totally inappropriate. She showed up last week in Philadelphia and the same type of thing. And I wouldn't take the stuff. And I had her thrown out.
Last week?
I had to. Yes.
Maybe you should get a restraining order.
That's crazy.
Would you ever do that? For her?
No, I mean, I'm not going to go through that. Because what's she going to do? Kill me? Except for maybe.
I don't know.
Something more crazy. Right? Did you save the letter?
I didn't. I wanted nothing
evidence.
To do with any of it.
Yeah, you have to save that stuff. Yes, evidence, but also we've got a lot of content to fill here.
Yeah,
that's not. It wasn't the top of my mind at the time. I was just like, you know, it's creepy.
Was obviously. That the weirdest one?
It's right up there.
Wow.
Well, it yeah, actually, yeah.
Any guys try to like hit on you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sure,
and
a lot.
Stalk you in that
yeah.
way?
Yeah.
What do you
when
say?
I was younger, when I wasn't so, you know.
No, because you were telling me even like a few weeks ago.
Oh, shut up!
Are you
Sean.
Crazy? You look amazing. I think you look unbelievable, and so many people have said that about you—that your body is in amazing shape too.
Yeah. The paint job in the body looks good, but you open the hood. No,
somebody in our chat tonight said that your uniform very form fitting, and they enjoyed seeing you on the couch.
Why thank you.
We've had people in the chat before say that they don't even play for your team, but for you they would.
Oh, yeah.
You know that's when you're looking good. And right. I'm not saying it was Michael, but I'm not saying it was Michael.
Exactly.
Respect.
Exactly.
It's just respect.
Yeah.
Sheena, going
damn,
back to
look
something
at
you said. You were talking about how we only see minutes and seconds of something mm-hmm. that you do. So what's one thing that you think we haven't seen yet of you? That you're hoping that they don't edit out or you're hoping that they keep in the show.
I do feel this past season was very true to me for the most part. I think you got to see towards the second half more of my vocal side, which, I mean, this literally being friends with some of these girls takes me back to, like, junior high bullies.
Oh,
not even high school, junior high. Because some of the things that they say and do, I'm just like, are you 12? Because this is crazy. And then I feel like then I stoop to their level and then I'm 12 and I'm just like, it's eighth grade all over again. But sorry, wait, what was the original question?
I was wondering.
I was going on a tangent.
No, it's fine. what are we missing? What haven't we seen again?
Oh, yeah. So I think this, I mean, I don't know, next season. But I think one thing you haven't seen is just me really not giving a fuck. Being more vocal, I'm a very open person. I've always said this. I'm an open book. I don't hide anything. I literally got lip and jaw filler on Instagram Live last week because I'm
That's
like,
awesome.
Whatever, I'm going to show you what I do to my face. Like, I'm not trying to hide it. So,
what is jaw filler?
So when I lost weight, I lost a lot of the fat in my face, and I was looking a little sunken in, and then people were like, she's anorexic, she's not eating. I'm like, no, I just lost weight. Like, I'm very healthy. So I just did like a little Juvederm here just to kind of fill out the jawline so my face looks a little fuller.
You look great.
I think, thank you.
What is it, collagen or something? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was wondering, didn't Lala mention something like
that's
that
That's where
too?
I got the idea from.
Okay. Oh, really?
I was
okay.
like, that's a thing? I'm doing that. Yeah. So it's just a Juvederm filler.
Sorry, continue. I just was curious.
Yeah.
So you did cheek filler, and then you did the jaw.
Yeah, I did it here, a little in my smile lines, and then a little in my lips.
Nice.
And then there was a lump in it, so today I had to dissolve it a little. So
how do you do that?
They just like inject this other solution and kind of massage it, and then the lump goes away.
Oh. Yeah. Can you say what doctor you went to?
Dr. Meller in Beverly Hills.
Miller?
Meller.
Meller, okay, cool.
It's spelled M-U-E-L-L-E-R, so it looks like Mueller, but it's pronounced Meller.
All right.
And he's amazing. I love him. But yeah, I think just seeing me stand up for myself more, the first half of last season, I felt I just kind of let them walk all over me. And I was just, I'm a people pleaser. I am, but not to the point where I completely lose myself. And I felt like I really lost myself last summer. And I wasn't in a good place in my relationship. And I was trying to pretend like I was happy and to cover it up with this and that. And I think now I'm just so genuinely happy. And I mean, even people I don't know, like there'll be a picture where I'm smiling like that and they're like, oh my God, you're glowing. And I'm like, I don't even look happy there. But I guess it's, I don't know if it's something in my eyes or whatever, but I'm just like so freaking happy. And I mean, Rob brings that out of me. So I'm hoping to just get to show more of that side of me and just standing up for myself, because that is something I've always done. And for some reason, I just kind of lost that the last couple of years. But I think I was just in a place where I was just going with the flow because it was easier. Things weren't going right in my relationship, so I just kind of went with it because it's easier. And now I'm like, no, I'm going to fight if I need to fight. And I'm not just going to take the easy way out anymore.
How do you think the other girls on the show feel about your happiness?
I mean, I would like to say I hope they're all genuinely happy for me, but I don't know. Like I said here, the first time I was here, we're all very competitive with each other, and they got really mad at me for saying that, and I'm like, but it's the truth. Like, I mean, even Tom and Ariana are competitive with each other, and so, like, I mean, I would hope, you know, because I have found someone new and I am so happy, I would hope they're genuinely happy for me, and in the first couple months we started dating, I know they were. Now, I'm not so sure, but
realistically, we don't know.
We don't know. We shall see.
In regards to like filming, I know that with reality TV, it can be so easy for people to be like, you know, they're painting me this certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And since this show has been on for so many seasons now, like on set, do relationships with like producers and stuff, do that really impact anything? Or are there anyone being like divas when filming or things like that? Or is it pretty?
I think everyone's over the past 5 seasons has had their share of diva moments where you're like in a conversation and you don't want it to, and you're just like, well, production. And you're just like, you can't say that. Like, come on. So it's like, but there are times where, I mean, it is our lives, and it's hard when it's like, you want to talk about one thing, but on our show it's like we can't talk about like being in the media or, you know, something said on a podcast. And so it's frustrating when we're trying to have a real conversation but certain things have to be left out. And but the one thing I'll say is our show is not scripted whatsoever. We don't have producers, you know, texting us what to say at lunch. Like, it's not that kind of show. So it is, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we have to take accountability for our actions. If something comes out of my mouth like too many things did at the reunion, I have to be accountable for that. And I'm like, yeah, that was pretty messed up when I said, you know, you hurt me, I fuck you over. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know why I said that. That's not even me.
Right.
But that just came out that day. And I'm like, well, I said it, so all I can do is apologize for saying
hey,
it.
Well, there's a camera.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's, look, people can say whatever they want, but whenever there's a camera, it's impossible to be how you would and when you know there's not one.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
And I don't think people understand, like, you know, our normal viewers, like, you have a conversation with someone and then it's done.
Yep.
But for us, 6 months later, we got to relive it for the whole world to judge. So it's like, you don't think you said something 6 months ago that you want to take back? And people just, I don't think they understand that part of it, but you know, this is what I signed up for, and I understand that. And as frustrating as it gets sometimes, I'm so thankful for every single viewer we have because they let me do what I love doing. And, you know, I love my job. I love the show. I wish it would last forever. And I mean, who knows?
What's the one thing you do regret if you can take one thing back that you've ever said on the show in any season?
I don't like to have regrets. I like to, you know, live and learn. But the way I handled myself with Shay at the reunion, if I could go back in time, I would do things a little differently. I probably wouldn't have came off as such a bitch. But at the same time, I'm like, you hurt me. Like, you broke me. And now I have to, like, fight back. It was like, I don't know, this, like, defense mechanism or just, like, I don't know. But, I mean, I definitely wish I handled that with more love and less anger because, I mean, I'll always have love for him and I want him to be successful and have a long career and produce his music and stay clean and sober. So I wish I kind of entered the reunion more with that viewpoint than being like, well, you hurt me and you did this and you did that. Because it was just like, that didn't get us anywhere. I literally ended up sending him the longest email after apologizing for what I had said.
Really?
What did the email say?
I just basically said, you know, like, I'll always have love for you and be your number one fan. I wish you the best with your music. I hope you have a successful career. I'm so sorry you found out about Rob the way you did. Like, I assumed he knew. We were in the press for days. He said he knew I was dating someone, but then all of a sudden didn't know who it was. And I'm like, really? Nobody told you?
You think he knew, but he was just saying that to kind of...
I mean, now, just like watching our last conversation back, like, I thought he was telling me the truth at the time. Then I find out he's not. So I don't know if he, I mean, a lot of people tweeted me and they're like, oh, he knew. You could tell he was lying. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Sheena, you know, he did hurt you and you kind of have to tell him how it made you feel.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it goes.
Totally.
And I mean, maybe it shouldn't have been done on camera, but like.
But again, that's what
fine doing that.
Both of us signed up for.
Exactly.
Thank you. So it's like I didn't sign up for this on my own. Him and I were dating for a year before there was a pilot film for this show. He agreed to do it with me. We both went into this together at the exact same time. So, you know, I'm sorry that a lot of his dirty laundry was aired out on the show, but that is what we signed up to do. And like I said, you know, don't do shady shit if you don't want to be called out for it.
Did he respond to the email?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't had any communication with him since, but I felt better. I do know 100% he read it because we still have mutual friends. And I was like, can you just find out if he just at least read it? Like, I don't expect a response, but I just wanted him to hear me out. And he goes, I know he read it. He was debating responding, but I don't think he's going to. And I was like, that's fine. I just wanted to apologize for my behavior. Some of the words I used were very harsh. And just the way he found out about Rob. If that was the first time he found out, then I feel like an asshole. But I don't know.
If he were to respond, what would you hope that he said?
Just kind of the same thing I said. You know, like, I'm happy you're happy. I wish you nothing but the best. And, you know, maybe one day we can be friends.
Do you think he ever will respond to you?
I think eventually. I think it's still soon. Like, the season just wrapped a couple weeks ago. So I think more time needs to pass. And I think he's really hurt. As much as he left me and screwed me over, I mean, obviously that still hurt him. I was his best friend. So I think that once maybe the dust completely settles and the hurt is completely gone, there's no more resentment or anything like that. I mean, hopefully we can not like be friends and buddies and hang out all the time, but at least, you know, not have to block each other on social media and have a decent, and I didn't block him. He blocked me.
Are you still blocked right now?
I'm still blocked, yeah.
On everything?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you check frequently?
No.
So maybe you're not.
No, I did check last week because there was something posted. And so I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm blocked. Never mind. Wow. But that's okay. I mean, I don't need to see his shit. And if I wanted to, I could go on someone else's account. So
right,
it's like,
right. That's
true. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
And you mentioned on like how with this show, you have to come back 6 months later and like relive things. Obviously, the Shay thing at the reunion was hard for you. Of everything else that happened this season, what would you say was the hardest to kind of come back to and have to like deal with again?
Just all of the stuff with Katie. That was frustrating because although we had such a shitty summer just fighting so much, it ended really well, and then her and I were in a really good place. But then once all the episodes start airing and then once I'm seeing interviews, then it's like, oh, really? Well, now some of these bad feelings are starting to come back. So that was difficult because, I mean, especially even after filming the reunion, I feel like a lot of us are in different places with each other than we were in August at the wedding when, you know, I mean, it was such a beautiful day. I've said this a million times. It was perfect. Nobody has a perfect wedding, and Tom and Katie did. But I don't know. The reunion brings out something different in people. And then, you know, cameras are going to start rolling again soon. So we shall see.
Do you think it has anything to do with just the fact that when you are friends with Stassi, you feel a little more empowered to say whatever you want and feel kind of protected in a sense? She's kind of like the mafia in a sense. Yeah. Like you feel like you're protected when you're friends with Stassi, I would think, right?
Stassi's a very intimidating person. She's just not someone who intimidates me anymore.
Okay.
I do think, I'm not going to say anyone specific, I feel all of us have changed since we've been on the show. Some for better, some for worse, some have grown, some taken regressed a couple steps a back and regressed. But I do think that certain people were meant to be best friends and certain people weren't. And I don't feel that I completely mesh with certain people the way I've tried to force. Like, some of the friendships I've had on the show, I felt were more forced. And, like, I see that now because hindsight is 2020. And looking back and just watching the whole season and the reunion and everything, I'm like, you know, we don't all have to be friends. It's okay. Like, I don't have to hate you. You don't have to be my enemy. But we don't have to be best friends because some of us just shouldn't be best friends.
Do you think it seemed forced on the show?
Slightly.
Yeah.
I think that I was just a pushover a lot of the time. Mm. And it was the summer of Katie. And so if there was something wrong, I'd just be like, well, I don't want to talk about my problems because it's all about Katie. And then everyone's like, oh, Sheena, it's not always about you. I'm like, I'm not saying it needs to always be about me. But if I'm going through something, it doesn't matter if you're going through something happy and I'm going through something sad. That's what friends are there for. I mean, the summer of my wedding, there were things Ariana was going through with Tom and Miami Girl and all this, and I dealt with it with her because she's one of my best friends. So I'm like, I don't care that I'm getting married. You have something you need me for. And I just didn't completely feel that way this past summer with them. I felt like I needed to keep my mouth shut and just like sit back and be a good bridesmaid. And then whenever I do that, though, I end up exploding like I did at Pandora's house, and I like toss the chair and
yeah.
We actually got a question in the chat about Pandora and mm-hmm. how close you are. That's coming from Susan Brown.
We have the same birthday. We are birthday twins.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So both of our birthdays on Sunday. I just talked to her yesterday. And, yeah, she's a great friend of mine. I really love and adore her. And her work ethic is insane. I mean, that girl is one of the hardest workers I've ever met. She runs all of the businesses with the sangria, the vodka, and just – the websites and everything. I mean, she does so much. And
did she help you with
amazing.
Your website at all?
No, this one, I wanted to do this on my own. I wanted to just have something that I'm proud of that I've built. And my friend Edmund, he's with EP Digital. He listened to kind of my vision for it. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not really like a creative person where I'm like, oh, I want this tab to look like this and then this to shine and this to that. And I was like, I want like some black and white and then like this and that. I was like, I don't know. And he's like, let me, I got you. And then he came up with this and we launched it today. And I mean, it just,
it looks awesome.
It looks amazing. I love
nice.
It. He did a really good
nice
job.
Clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really looks
so, I mean,
great.
We're still, you know, there's a lot we need to add. I'm going to start doing my Beauty Tuesdays again that I do on Snapchat every week. I'm going to start saving those and posting those. So if you missed it, you know, Snapchat's only there for 24 hours. So if you missed that, you'll be able to see archive footage on my website. I have people ask me all the time about my diet and exercise. So Lala and I are going to start doing some Fitness Friday videos with my trainer. We'll be posting those just so people see what we do to stay in shape. And I just want it to be a place where all of your questions are answered. If I can't answer you on Twitter or I don't see your comment on Instagram, it's just like, here's this, here's that, the things that most people ask me for. So today was just like a general launch. And then I had a couple of people be like, oh, what is this, just like a shrine to you? I'm like, well, today it kind of is. Eventually it's going
Hence
to
the
have
name Sheena.
Sheena.com.
Yes. But eventually it's going to have a lot of content. And then, as you all know, I'm starting my own digital talk show, Shenanigans. So still working out all of the kinks on that. So I'm like, I don't want to launch that until everything is perfect and ready. I mean, down to like Megan and I are like, okay, we need a good as gold tissue box. We need this here. So we're getting all of like the details and all of that sorted out. But then I will be posting all of the episodes from that. So we're always going to have a live aspect. But when people are at work or whatever and they miss the live aspect, they'll be able to go to my website and watch the show back. And yeah, I'm really excited.
That's awesome. Love that.
I have to ask, do you watch The Real Housewives of New York? Because Lisa's on it, obviously. I mean, I'm sorry, Beverly Hills.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So did you watch this past season?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what did you think of the situation with Dorit and Eden and the whole Erica Jane underwear gate, I guess we can call it.
Pantygate. Oh my God. I love Erica. She's so awesome. I've never met her, but she's one of my favorites. I really like her. It's funny the things these women fight over. Like, I was almost going to post a Twitter poll and be like, okay, who fights over dumber shit? The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or the Vanderpump Rules kids?
Oh my God.
There are just certain things that I'm like, you women are in your 40s and 50s. Why are you fighting about this? But it's so entertaining. And that's why. I mean, they're geniuses with their casting because, you know, and I think Dorit was a great addition. She's young and beautiful and has two little kids and, you know, a million nannies and all of that. But Eden is an interesting person. I didn't feel she completely fit in. I felt she overstepped quite a bit, but I think she was just trying to fit in and trying to get to know the Richards sisters and coming from like a similar background and all of that.
And also trying to get over on television.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
But
could you relate to her a little bit with that?
Yeah, I feel like she meant well. I think. But again, it's like you don't know what parts you didn't see. So it's like you can't judge a person based on the edit on a television show. So, I mean, I would love to meet Eden and Dorit and Erica and like actually get to know them and not just the version I've seen on The Housewives.
Right.
Who would you be friends with if you were on the show?
I mean, Lisa obviously would be besties. but I love Erica. She's so fun. Yeah. Actually, Eileen Davidson, I know – that I'm not saying her, but yep. It's funny because a good friend of mine plays her daughter on Young and the Restless.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Melissa Ordway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So it's funny because it's like I'm tied to a lot of them in different ways. But if I were to be friends with any of them, I mean, Lisa, Erica, and I like Dorit. She's a little crazy, but she's fun.
Yeah. PK, awesome. PK's interesting.
Yeah.
Too. And what about Kyle Richards? Do you
know her? Oh, I love Kyle. Yes. So actually, I ran into her at Coachella.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. She was telling us about Coachella.
Yeah. We're like, we're already friends. So, I mean, she definitely. But out of the newer ones, Erica and Dorit, because Lisa and Kyle are already like, those are my girls.
We just had her in. She was awesome.
I was watching one of the clips from that.
She was great. So a lot of people in the chat, I don't really know much about this, but they're asking me to ask, so I'm going to, about the song that Shay put out.
What song?
And your thoughts on that. I think it was called Grind for the Check or something like that. Did you watch this, hear about it, see it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right.
That smile says something else.
Because he has you blocked.
I'm
so you
blocked.
Can't
how could I have seen it?
There's no way to see the video if you're blocked.
You know?
So yeah. I hear that you're in it, though. You don't have to give consent to be in some sort of...
I mean, you know, it's his social media. If he wants to post adorable videos of me with a really nasty song behind it, then that just shows his character. So.
Were you surprised?
Okay. No, because there was one posted a couple months before. This was just kind of a follow-up to it, but after the email I sent him, I was surprised that he stooped that low again. Because I'm like, it's not like, and so many people think this, just because Rob and I started dating a couple months after, we've known each other for a really long time. So it's not like I went on Raya or Tinder and was like, boom, new boyfriend, month after, 2 months after, like whatever.
You weren't attracted to him at all in the beginning?
Who? Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I always have been.
Even, okay.
Like 10 years ago. Oh, no, like Like he was like the one that got away. But it just never worked. The timing never worked. And then this time, like around the holidays, he invited me to a Christmas party and then a New Year's Eve party. And after New Year's Eve, we just were like, should we give this like a real shot? Like, you know, and he was nervous because it was so soon after and was like, I don't want to be a rebound. And I'm like, you're not the rebound guy. Like, trust me, like you're like the forever guy. You're not the rebound guy. But I keep going on tangents and then forgetting the question I was
You were surprised. You were saying you were a little surprised.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm like, for Shay, it's not like I was having an affair with Rob and now he's like so hurt and I left him and wanted a divorce and he's like trying to hurt me in the media and putting out these songs and stuff. I'm like, what did I do to you? Like, I was your wife. I cooked and cleaned and paid for everything and like tried to just take care of you in like every way possible. I just wanted him to be happy. I put my life and my career on hold for the last couple of years because I just wanted him to be happy. I wanted him to have everything. And I think that, I don't know, maybe I did that a little too much, but I would have just thought after the email I sent and everything that maybe he wouldn't have done that,
but he did.
Yeah, so, you know, nothing surprises me with this group of people I surround myself with, but just set the record straight, we were not having an affair, so that didn't happen.
Squash the rumors.
Yeah.
Done.
But people Thanks are going to believe answering. Whatever they want to believe.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
The chat appreciates it.
Yeah. All right. Well, is there anything else?
I think that's it. But why don't we tell them again, because of your amazing website, one more time, where you can tell everybody where you launched it today. And on social media, I know you changed your handle too.
So I wanted to obviously drop the Shay name. As cool as Sheena Shay sounds, I don't feel right keeping his last name legally. It is still mine because that is just way too difficult to change. But I dropped Marie. I've dropped Shay. So everything is at Sheena. And then go visit my new website, www.sheena.com. And stay tuned for Shenanigans coming soon. I have that on Instagram as well. It's my name, Niggins. Shenanigans.
Really quick before we wrap, shout out to the person that gave you that handle because she was a doll.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Shayna in Texas because she had at Sheena, or for her, Shayna, on Instagram. And I sent her a DM and I'm like, can I please? It's my name and I'm trying to drop Marie. Like, it reminds me of like a bad time in my life and like I just want to get rid of it. And she was like, oh my God, absolutely. And was so sweet. So thank you, Shayna. And now we're friends. We have the same name. How crazy is that?
That's so crazy.
Yeah. She's like, I didn't know there was another one out there. I'm like, I didn't either.
I love when people are nice and just give you what you want. And it's like, thank you.
She was so sweet.
Thanks
so.
The person who has Ashley Daniels, take note. I've been trying to reach you for 2 years now.
Yeah, so if you're listening, the other Ashley Daniels, which very might well be. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you, Sean, for sharing. Yeah. Sean, everybody can
Wednesday.
Find...
Wednesday.
Yes.
Wednesday.
So tell the people who have never seen your show before, because I know you're going to get some new fans this week, where they can find your show.
Oh, how do I?
iTunes
and on AfterBuzz TV, and
you'll tweet out at the Real X Pop where to find it.
Yeah, so you'll be back on Twitter Wednesday.
Sure,
everyone will know.
You'll tell the whole story.
Awesome. Cool.
All right.
It was really good seeing you again.
Definitely, you too. Thanks for being here.
You guys have like a conversation to have after the show. I feel like you guys can relate to each other in some different ways. Going into the booth. Bonjour.
Hi.
All right, that's at Bonjour Juliet. We've got at Raylan Taren, at The Only MC.
That is The Only MC.
I'm sorry, Michael, I really did almost
forget. No, you did.
It. Awesome. Sitting next to me at Blackcast, at Roxy Stryer, at Lauren LaGrasso, at Ashley Daniels, and also at Miss Ashley Daniels, because as we just talked about, some bitch has her other handle. At Abby underscore Vega. Yes, give it back.
Underscore Abby Vega.
Oh, sorry. Why didn't you correct me?
I was thinking it, but then Christian just said it.
So that's because we have a bond.
Underscore Abby Vega.
It's because they're dating.
Yeah, there's one with... Oh, wow. Damn.
That's for another show.
Together. Yeah. Guys, we're at The Tomorrow Show, thetomorrowshow.com on YouTube. Thank you so much to the live audience today. You guys were awesome, and every week also on iTunes. And that's our show.
And thank you, Kevin, for letting me fill in for you once again.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You did. Fantastic.
This is fun.
We love our Sheena host.
Thanks.
Has taken off his blankets from the floor. The carpet too.
Thanks for tuning in to The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. For guest bookings, questions, or comments, you can email us at info@thetomorrowshow.com. Be sure to follow us on social media and tell a friend about the show. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, your voice of tomorrow, wishing you a better one.